From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, December 15th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Village Board unanimously approved a measure on December 13th to submit a Restore New York grant application to help fund the development of the former Catskill Mill building at 111 Water Street. The structure, now called the Foreland Building, is slated to be transformed into a contemporary art center, including artist studio, shared workspaces, and a performance venue. The Restore New York grant program provides municipalities with funds for the revitalization of commercial and residential properties. The Foreland Project is a partnership of the Village of Catskill, Greene County and the Greene County Industrial Development Agency, and building owner Steph and Steve Halmos. The grant matching funds will be provided by the Halmoses. If the grant funds are awarded, work on the project is expected to begin in the spring of 2018. Plans for the building must still undergo review by the Village Planning Board. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Stockport resident and international counterterrorism intelligence expert Malcolm Nance is developing a project to train military veterans on the basic aspects of agriculture. The nonprofit Warriors Haven Farmstead will offer military-style holistic training for veterans at the Winscott Farm on State Route 9 in Stockport. The program will hold its first open house December 16th. Nance, a U.S. Navy veteran, said he pitched the idea to his friend Joel Kilser because most resources available are still intended for the older generation of veterans. He said the new generation want to do exciting things that lack stress and learn new asymmetric skills from what they did in the military. The Winscott property provides 180 acres of linear farming, which Nance plans to divide into 4 to 6 multi-acre sectors to teach specific farming skills. The training facility will include a 10-room living facility and more than 3 miles of trail where veterans can run as a part of their monitoring routine. The program's start date depends on how much support the project gets, Nance said. He said the facility will also serve as a safe haven for troubled veterans. He said, and I quote, "We don't want a dollar until people know the facility is there and our plans for it," end quote. The Warriors Haven Financial Open House will be held from 2:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, December the 16th at 6735 State Route 9 in Stockport. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on December the 14th that he and the state attorney general Eric Schneiderman will sue the federal government to force continued PCB dredging of the Hudson River if the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency determines there is no additional cleanup necessary. The state has been pushing General Electric Company to do more after it completed dredging in a 40-mile stretch of the river between Fort Edward and Troy in 2015. The company claims it met the terms of the agreement with the EPA to clean up the PCBs in the river. In a letter to the EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt in November, DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos warned of possible lawsuit and wrote that a state sampling of the river showed it is up to 3 times more contaminated than the EPA originally estimated. GE spokesman Mark Behan said the state had 16 years to object to this project and did not do so. The EPA has until December 23rd to respond to GE's request for a certificate of completion. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And for our final story, Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and 19 colleagues have put forward legislation to overhaul how Congress deals with sexual harassment and assault cases. The bill has the support of 7 Republicans. Gillibrand said in a statement, and I quote, "Congress should never be above the law or play by their own set of rules. We should treat every person who works here with respect and dignity," end quote. The measure would put the victim in the driver's seat by allowing them to choose how to resolve the complaint and protecting their option to discuss their claim publicly in secret settlements, and require that members of Congress found personally liable for harassment or discrimination bear the cost of settlements. The legislation would also extend protections to interns and fellows. And you can read that full story at Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today with a temperature high near 26 degrees. But Friday night it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 16. Now the forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a slight chance of snow before 11 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 30 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 13. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 30 degrees. There will be a chance of snow Sunday night. It will be cloudy with a low around 24. The sun rose this morning at 7:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:22 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, 28 seconds less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 15th day of December 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.